Blog Talk Radio.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You didn't know who that was? That was the late, great, one and only Sister Whitney Houston. Wow. I believe the Ruach touched her on that song. You could feel the anointing on that song. Hallelujah. And we thank the sister for recording that song. We look to Yah. We look to him. What do we look to him for? We look to him, one of the things, for our peace. Yes, our peace of mind. You know, when Yehoshua said, my peace I give with you, my peace I leave with you. Not a, he doesn't give it to the world, but he gives it to us, the called out ones, the ones who are striving for truth, the ones who are seeking to keep Yah's commandments. What it the scripture says in 1 John 5 and 3, he says, this is the love of Yah, that we keep his commandments. And obeying Yah is that's where we find our peace. And if you didn't know by now, that's what our subject matter is for tonight. How do we keep our peace? Well, to be more specific, when you can't find peace, and I know a lot of us have been there, when we can't find peace, we're going to give you some specific illustrations here tonight on when Yah's people, the peace was broken, when they could not find peace, and how they remedied that, how they found a remedy. When we can't find peace in our life, like Sister Whitney was saying, when the storms are rolling, you know, and the billows, when it's coming all around us, when we can't find peace, how do we change that situation? Well, we have a scripture reading for tonight, and that scripture is found in Yochanan. That's St. John 16:33. Elder given me a version that to read out of, and this is other than the King James. You know, we don't just read the King James Bible. Elder, which version is this, if you don't mind?
This is the Scriptures.
The Scriptures. I was about to say that. I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is out of the Scriptures Bible. Okay, so we out of the Scriptures, I'm reading Yochanan 16:33. And these words I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. And these are words, of course, of our Mashiach, Yahushua. It says, in the world you have pressure. You don't have peace. But take charge. I mean, but take courage. I have come the world. So those are comforting words from our Mashiach. So we're going to dab into this a little bit more because, come on, the world is full of chaos right now. It's full of unrest, full of upheaval, and peace is hard to come by. But for those of us who have the Ruach in our lives, that should not be the case with us. And if it is, that means we just lost our focus. We ventured off the road of peace. We're going to discuss how do we get back on the road of peace. Tonight, we're going to have an abbreviated version of the show. It's not going to be as full length, 2 hours. We'll just go as long as the Ruach wants us to go. Tonight is just, we have Elder Yael and myself, Elder Uriah. And with no further ado, I'm going to bring up Elder Yael. Go ahead and get us started. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Elder Toda, for that introduction and that scripture reading. All right. Hallelujah. Yeah, that is the title of this program tonight. It is when you can't find peace, you know. And so this is something I want to first just give you a quick definition of peace, okay? Now, according to this dictionary that I was looking at today, it says the normal non-warring condition of a nation, group of nations, or the world, okay? An agreement or treaty between warring or antagonistic nations, groups in hostilities and abstain from further fighting or antagonism, you see? And so, like you just said, you know, we're in a situation here in this world now. There's so much chaos going on. Until I don't see a lot of peace here in this earth where we're at now, you know, because we see some things developing right now between Venezuela and the United States dipping in there. And Russia is about to get involved, and also China. And so it don't look like a good situation for this country, the United States. Okay, so peace is leaving that area pretty fast right now, okay, as I speak, okay? And so, again, with the title of our program, When You Can't Find Peace, this does do also remind me of when I was a young kid in grade school, you know? I never forget, you know, a lot of us probably have experienced the bully during the time of our coming up, you know, and usually that's when you experience it, when you're around in your grade school level, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so forth, grade in that time. Because usually when you get on up in high school, you start to level out, you know, and the bully stuff, you know, is no longer applicable in that particular age group. So we have what happened to me during that time, I never forget, there was a bully. And, boy, this guy, he was like, every day, he will have to pick on me, you know, come picking on me. And, it took me a while to figure this thing out because I was kind of afraid to fight him. He just bullied me all the time. And so finally, it just dawned on me, hey, I ain't going to take this no more. I'm not going to take none of this junk off this kid, you know, he done picked him. It's as far as I'm gonna go with him, you know. And so what I did, all of a sudden, I just got upset. He came picking on me that day, and I just, went off on him, you know. Turn around and just start fighting him like a madman. And boy, that kid, when we finally was able to detach from each other from the hustle that we were doing, that kid ran. I mean, he took off, and I have never had to worry about him anymore, ever, picking on me, you know? I mean, that one time, by standing up for myself, fighting, you know, that was it for that. I had peace with him from that situation. And so this is what I'm saying. Sometimes we may have to fight in order to have peace, you know? But we know now, you know, as we have grown up and realized, you know, who is our power, Father Yah. And so we know that Satan never gives up on fighting us, the children of Israel, anyway. And so we got to the point where once we realized that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities, you know, and weaknesses in high places. Now we know we have to have Yah to fight our battles in these cases now, you see? And so that's what we want to look at, some of these battles that our people had to go through, you know, in order to finally have peace, you know? And because Satan have always came after the children of Israel, one way or the other, ever since we've been in existence, you know, we had to contend with the devil because he don't like it, he didn't even like Abraham. When Abraham was first born, you know, he came after Abraham through Nimrod. He tried to get him. He tried to kill him, destroy. And Abraham his father had to utilize somebody else, one of his other servants' child. And Nimrod destroyed him, thinking that he was destroying Abraham. And so, you know, Satan has been after us. Even after the nation of Israel. So, you know, if he came after Abraham when he was first born, he never stopped. He continued on through right now, this day, as we speak. You see, that's why it's good that we know who we are. And we serve the Almighty Yah now, you see. And we call on him, and he has made himself available for us to be our peace, to keep us safe in this old world, you know, because this is a dangerous place we're sitting around here now. All right, so hallelujah. But so I want to look at something here in the book of Joshua, Joshua, okay, and focusing in on the sixth chapter. You know, this was a time, you've probably heard about Joshua bringing down the walls of Jericho, okay, a year, it's a year ago in here. And so I just want to look at a couple of key points here. You see, it says here, let's just look at verse 1. Jericho, it says, and Jericho was shut up tight because of the presence of the sons of Israel, none going out and none coming in. And Yah said to Yahushua, see, I have given Jericho and its sovereign, mighty, brave men into your hand, you see, and you shall go around the city, all the men of battle, going around the city once, okay, and do this for 6 days, you see. So here it is, we have Yah leading us out, you know, sending out his messengers to lead in that situation, which means we had Yah on our side, okay, and we were being obedient to him, to his command, you see, because he tells us to let seven priests bear seven shofars of the Yovelims before the ark, and on the seventh day go around the city seven times while the priests blow with the shofar, okay. And it shall be when they make a long blast with the horn over your bell, okay? And when you hear the voice of the shofar, that all the people shout with a great sound, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him. You see? So there it is. We were obedient to Yah. We followed obeyed his commands that he gave us, and with Yahushua, the son of Nun, leading us out as our captain, and so we had perfect harmony with Yah being right there in our midst, fighting for us. Okay, and so that's what we have to do if we want to make sure we remain in a peaceful state of mind. You know, we got to believe Yah, first of all, and then we got to be obedient to him, to his word, and he will do what he promised to do. He will not let you down, you see? And that what was so good about this particular battle here that they fought, you know? And if I look on down, verse 17, I just want to move down there real quick because I don't need to read the whole chapter because it's just, you know, I really don't need to. Okay, and then it goes on to say here in I think I'm going to look at verse 15 first, okay? And it came to be on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawn of the day and went around the city seven times, okay, in this way. Only on that day, they went around the city seven times because that's what he had instructed them to do, okay, through Yahushua, the son of Nun. And it came to be at the seventh time when the priests blew with the shofar that Yahushua said to the people, shout, for Yah has given you the city. You see that? See, so they believed him, and they held tight. They stayed in his word, really. In his laws, in his commands, you see, being obedient. Now, and then here's something he did tell them to do also, and we're going to see the result of somebody being disobedient to them, all right, to Yahushua, okay, to Yah's command. Verse 17 says, and the city shall be put under the ban, okay, and it and all that is in it belongs to Yah. Only Rahab, the whore, is to live, okay? She's the one that brought the spies in when they came to spy out the land. She protected them, you know, by letting them come on into her house and so forth, and they made an agreement with her, you know? And so she believed them. And when she believed them, her and her whole household was saved, you see, was spared from being destroyed when the Israelites came upon them, okay? And it goes on to say, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent, okay? And you, by all means, now here's the key, guard yourselves from that which is under the ban. Okay? Now, I believe he made that clear to the Israelites, to the people, okay? And they didn't have no excuse to go stealing or trying to sneak something out that was under the ban, you see? They didn't, because this was made clear, very clear to them. And he goes on to say, lest you come under the ban when you take, you see, take off that which is under the ban. Then, you see, you cause yourself to become destroyed when you steal something that you weren't supposed to, okay? And make guess what? You also make the camp of Israel a curse and shall trouble it, you see? And so this is something we got to understand. And when we see this, we can look at something here where it says here over in chapter 7, real quick, verse 1. It says, but the children of Israel committed a transgress regarding that which is under the ban. For Achan, son of Carmi, son of Zebdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Yehuda, took off that which is under the ban, and the displeasure of Yah burned against the children of Israel. You see? So right there. Now, here he is. All that good, peaceful living and everything going so good for them. And here go one person, done all of a sudden, disobeyed the command that was made clear to them. And when he did, he brought trouble upon the whole nation. You see? He brought trouble upon them. You see? And it goes on to say here like this. Now, Yahushua sent men from Jericho to Ai, okay, to the other place, which is beside Beth Awan, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the land. And the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Yahushua and said to him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and strike Ai. Do not make all the people toil up there, for the people of Ai are few. You see, so they still, these are the guys, you know, now these are some here that he says up there had no idea what had happened, that Achan had actually stole some of that stuff that was supposed to have been under the ban. He had no idea that he had stolen and put it in his, had hidden it in his tent, in his house, in his place, you know. And so they still had their confidence and peace and everything. And so that's why they say, what happened, you know, they were confident. And so what happened, it says that about 3,000 men went up there from the people. Now, here's the problem here. Now, see, after they had went up to Spotland, it was a successful trip there to do that, you know, and so forth. And then here we go. Now, look what's going to happen, okay? And about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. Now, here they are, just took down Jericho. You see, Yah had fought for them, and it had went perfect. You know, no problems at all, no trouble. Okay, but now they go up there to Ai, where they think it's just a few men. We ain't got to worry about these little guys, these guys here. You know, in fact, we don't have to even send but just a few of our people up there compared to this. And then here we go. The men of Ai struck about 30 men. They pursued them from before the gate as far as Shebarim, and smote them on the descent. So the hearts of the people melted and became like water. You see, it was something that they just couldn't imagine. Oh, we know Yah is with us. Why all of a sudden Israel is running and getting struck down before the church of these people of Ai? That's not supposed to happen to us. No, because we have Yah, you know, with us. He's fighting for, he said he would, you know, fight for us, fight our battles, you know. But the people, they didn't realize they had some evil that has took place between the nation of Israel, one of our guys, done messed up, done did something he thought nobody else saw him do. But you can't get over on Yah. Yah sees it all, okay? And Yahushua tore his garments and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of Yah until evening, both he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. You see? So that was something, that was enough right there to show, see, now all that peace that they had, now they don't have it. What do we have to do? You know? But see, to give us a key here, and we can learn from this, okay? Because Yahshua, it says here, and Yahshua said, oh, Master Yah, who did he turn? Turn to Yah. Right there. That's key. We got to be able to remember these things. When we things don't go right in our life, all of a sudden, let's hope we're not the one that has committed the sin to bring about the trouble, you know? But sometimes, you know, you never know. Somebody in your own household may do something that you knew nothing about, you see, that they already knew that they've done it, but they ain't told you about it, you see. And then they done brought trouble upon your household. See, we got to think about these things, okay? That's why we got to be careful about who we let come into our household these days, you see, because, you know, you don't know how and who, what is, you know, operating within that individual until you really know that you know. Okay, and Yah, okay, so when Yahushua turned to Yah, Master Yah, and said, why have you brought this people over the Yarding at all to give us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to stay beyond the Yarding. Oh, Yah, what do I say when Israel, okay, turned its back before its enemies? That's something we're not supposed to do. We weren't supposed to ever do, have to do, because we have Yah. You know, we have Yah. We don't have to, because believe me, right now, we're in a spiritual battle right now today. I mean, each day, and we got to be able to stand, you know, because we're fighting. Yah is on our side before us. And the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land here, and shall surround us and cut off our name from the earth. What then do you do for your great name? See, Yahushua was, you know, and he was disturbed. He just knew something had to be wrong, but he knew exactly where to go, you know, in order to get it straight. And Yah said to Yahushua, rise up. Why are you lying on your face? Israel has sinned, you see? So if you think you want to ask that question tonight, when you can't find peace, what do you do, okay? Isn't it? This is right here. We can learn from this. You know, Yah told him to rise up, you know, and Israel sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, and they have even taken some of that which is under the ban, and have both stolen and deceived, and also put it among their own goods. Man, you see what I'm saying? That's what they have done. They had done. I mean, well, at least we know Achan, you know, but y'all gonna feel, he's gonna, and let you know how justice and how fair Yah is, you see, the man that sins, to him that knows to do good and do it, if it's not, it is sin. He is the one going to pay for his sin. He's going to have to pay for this. And as we read on down here, and the sons of Israel shall not be able to stand before their enemies, they are going to turn their backs before their enemies, for they have become a curse, just like Yah had already told them and warned them what will happen to them. I am not with you anymore unless you destroy that which is under the ban from your midst. You see, Yah just told him, you know, you just got to get rid of that. You got to straighten this thing up, okay? So rise up, set the people apart, and you shall say, set yourselves apart for tomorrow, because thus said Yah, Yah of the Mighty One of Israel, that which is under the ban is in your midst. And I can just imagine Achan, when he heard that, I can just imagine him trembling in his knees or trying to act proud, like, oh, it ain't me, I'm good, you know, because he thought nobody could ever find out. He didn't realize, apparently, that, you know, you do something in the secret, in dark, that it will be brought to light. And they go along and say, oh, Israel, you are not able to stand before your enemies until you put away that which is under the ban out of your midst. Okay, you got to do that. And you shall be brought near in the morning according to your tribes, and it shall be the tribe which Yah takes comes according to clans, and the clan which Yah takes comes by households, and the household which Yah takes comes by men. You see? Man, you see? So when you look at this story here, you know, like I said, this is something we can learn from, because if we can't find peace, or we think we can't find peace, okay, then we have an example to show how this thing has to be corrected. First of all, you're going to have to admit to yourself that you have done something that you should not have done. You know, that's called repentance. Admit it, turn away from it, okay? Then, now, pray that Yah will have mercy upon you. And, you know, because Yah is merciful towards his people, okay? He tells us that all the way through. And he told us that if we sin, he will not hold the guilty unpunished. You're going to get it, see? And so that's why we want to look at these examples here so that we know, and we don't, I mean, it's just an encouragement, man. And it's a little, you know, something to, you know, help build our own strength here, you know, so that we don't let Satan trick us into thinking we can just do things behind everybody else's back. You know, ain't worried about it. If nobody else knew it, I'm okay. But you better remember, Yah, you're not getting away with it before Yah. He sees us. And I know he does, because even in my personal life, you know, so many things that Yah does to me to show me that before things even take place, he shows it to me. You see? Or if somebody try to sneak in, Satan himself, ease in, Yah has a way of pointing that out to me, warning me. You see? And that's why I listen to my dreams, you know, most of the time, because they are warnings. They could be warnings from Yah, you know? And you want to make sure you understand that and pray to Yah so that you can, you know, navigate through this world without being tricked or being trapped by the adversary, because your adversary walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Okay, that's what's going on with that demon out here. And so we got to be aware of this. And now, and we gotta know how to handle ourselves in this type of situation that we are in, because it won't be long. And since Satan knows that time is short, his time is short. I mean, he's trying to do everything he can. I mean, he's not sparing nobody. Okay, you give him a half of a second, half of a chair inch, get in there, wedge in there, and take a mile. Next thing you know, he's done got you all messed up, all in trouble, never being able to find that peace. But you got to think and keep it in mind that Yah is still there. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to come back to him, to turn around, repent, and make sure you try to communicate with him. That's why Paul said, pray without ceasing, okay? It ain't been too long. I just kind of figured that out. Every day, I need to be talking to Yah, because things are going on out here, you know. And if I'm not careful, I could get myself in trouble. But when I stay in tune with Yah, make sure I'm speaking to him from my mind, because I know he hears whatever is in my head. I don't have to bring it all out, you know, voice it all out. I could just speak to him in my mind, and I know he already got it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, Elder Yelaya, come on up, because I know you got something good to add to deal with this too. All right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was good, Elder. That example you gave out of Joshua 7, the battle of Ai, that proves a couple of things. Not only proved that there are consequences, and sometimes severe consequences, for walking in disobedience to Yah's will, but it also proved it shined a light on our arrogance and how we cannot be arrogant as a people. It also proved how we are wired different from the other people, from the other nations. It says, "You only, Israel, have I known." Remember. Now, that's not saying the others can't be grafted in, but he's talking about his people, his begotten people, his chosen people. We are wired different. Why do you think these other nations are progressing in this worldly system, but the children of Israel are suffering? They find their way just like water to the lowest level. It shows we are not wired like the others. We are not made to be successful in this world system without Yah. That's the difference. Not at intelligence level or the physical level. It's the way Yah manufactured us. He is our creator. That's the way, when he manufactured us, the software he put into us, just look at us as a computer, a tower, when the person building a computer. Okay, you got the hardware. The hardware, it could be just like all the other nations. You know, if everybody got two arms, two eyes, 2 feet, you know. But it's the software he put in us. We're wired different. We were engineered different. We're not made to succeed in this worldly system without Yah. Yah, and his spirit is supposed to be our navigation system. But when we go away from that, look what happened. Like you gave the battle, the illustration of the battle of Ai. We got a good butt kicking. Our ancestors. So look at the battles they had won before that. You mentioned the great battle of Jericho. They didn't even have to do nothing. They walked around, you know, seven times and shouted, you know, did something. What kind of general? You know, who earned his stripes would come up with an idea like that, a strategy of war. Well, you know, just think of the United States is supposed to be the mightiest military in the world right now. You think the general would draw up a plan like that, a strategy that, we're going to go to Russia and we're just going to march around Moscow seven times, okay, and then what are we going to do? We're going to fire our weapons? No, we're not going to fire our weapons. After the seventh time, we're just going to all shout. Man, they would laugh him out of the – they would probably put him – take him right from the Pentagon into a straitjacket, into one of these insane asylums. But look at y'all. His ways are not our way. So
that's right.
The nations have their way of doing things. Yah has his way of doing things through his people. You know why? Because so he and he alone can be magnified, could be esteemed. So we can know it was nobody but him. Nobody else can get the credit. You know, sometimes we as people, we like to take credit, beat out. Look at the football players and stuff when they get into the end zone, beating on their chest and doing a dance. They're not giving no credit to the person who was blocking down the field, knocking them other guys on their butt. But you made it. We love to showboat and take all the credit, not only with humans, we like to do it with Yah. You know, Yah give us a job that we know we wouldn't qualify for. And then we walking around telling people that, I trained in this. You ain't got no training in it, you know. It's like Yah gave it. He could take it away.
Okay.
So, you know, we got a good butt kicking, and they realize, your army ain't so powerful after all without Yah.
That was Yah doing this thing. And I even heard some preachers sometime, you know, it disturbed my spirit, you know. They were teaching ignorantly on things like David and Samson. You know, David killed the bear and everything. You know, as if he did it with his own and the lion, and like as if he did it under his own strength. David, by all accounts that I've seen, was not even a big guy. He was kind of a small, ruddy guy, and even a big guy can't kill a lion or bear. But certainly David couldn't. I mean, he was a brave guy, but he's not no match for a full-grown lion and a bear. I mean, a bear can take down a big, what do you call those big deer, a moose. I mean, you know, a moose is nothing to play with. They're in the deer family. I've seen videos where bears are powerful creatures, and lions is called him the king of beasts. Here's a long story short. David didn't do that under his own strength. So anybody had that premise, get that out of your head. David was probably no stronger than the average man. He would have died trying to fight a lion. That was Yah's doing. The spirit of Yah came into his body and had him to defeat the lion and the bear. Even Samson, that was Yah's spirit came upon him. So no one could glory in his sight. No one can steal Yah's. Our army, our foreparents' army, you know, they weren't so big and bad without Yah. You take away their source of strength, we can't do nothing. He said, without me, you can do nothing. So stop acting like you're so big and bad, Israel. And the last thing I want to bring out in that thing that you, that illustration, It was our foreparents. It was Judah, because you can just read verse 1. I'm just going to show the people right now. But the children of Israel, this is the book of Joshua, chapter 7, verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass, and I'm sure you read this. I'm just going to go over it. The accursed thing for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah. Now, who else would it be? Of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of Yah was kindled against the children of Israel. Okay, there's Judah. Enough said. Enough said. Okay, well, I just want to give a brief illustration. If the listeners would just bear with me, I would like to give, just like you gave a great illustration, in Joshua, I would like to read the book of Jonah. Now, I'm not going to read the whole story of Jonah. I'm going to read the part I'm going to read as fast as I could. This is just an illustration. We're talking about when you can't find peace. When do you not have peace in your spirit? When you don't do things Yah's way. When you go against the will of Yah, like he told Paul, don't kick against the pricks. It's hard. Don't go against the grain. If I called you, you walk in the way I want you to walk. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You got to walk this thing out. Okay, the book of Jonah, starting at chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of Yah came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, and I might be wrong pronounced, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. Yah's giving them a clear assignment, for their weakness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up, that gives you a clue. Did he take heed to do what Yah says, or does he want to do things his way? It says, but, that gives you a good indication. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish, told him to go to. I didn't say flee to Tarshish, Yah say flee to Nineveh, go to Nineveh. But he went up and did his own thing, flee to Tarshish from the presence of Yah. What has gotten to Jonah? He must have been drinking. How could you think you could get away from the presence of Yah? Was one illustration say, if you make his bed in hell, he's there? You think you can get away from the presence of the creator of heaven and earth? Okay. So Jonah thought he could go to a place on earth that Yah wasn't there. Yah's presence wasn't there. And went down to Joppa,
and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of Yah. He's in total rebellion right now at this stage. But Yah sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken, was likely to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, the ones Jonah paid the fare to, and they're getting scared. They're starting to catch wind of this a little bit, and cried every man unto his God. They were idolaters. They're, all of them had different gods, and they're crying to them. They think they're about to perish, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten the burden of the vessel. It says, but Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Okay? So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, just like we're doing our God. Call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, every one to his fellow, come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Okay. Jonah's digging deeper and deeper just by not obeying the will of Yah. Fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, or I am an Israelite, and I fear Yah, the creator of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of Yah, because he had told them. Jonah told them the whole story. You know, I'm sure he told them that if I would have obeyed Yah, you guys wouldn't be going through this. It says, then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. See, Jonah knew the answer for their peace. What is the answer? Getting rid of the problem. He was disobedient. The cause was his disobedience. So you get rid of the cause, peace will return, even to the sea. And he says, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not fight against the will of Yah. It says, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto Yah and said, we beseech thee, O Yah, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Yah, hast done as it has pleased thee. Here it goes. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And look what happened. And the sea ceased from her raging, and the men, Yah, exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto Yah, and made vows. Okay, and we all know the story. Yah had prepared a well that swallowed up Jonah 3 days and 3 nights. And finally, at the end of that time, the well vomited up Jonah, and Jonah made his way to dry land, and finally he obeyed Yah. But look at all the trouble that was caused. These men, that the whole ship had, could have lost their lives. It could have been horrific. Jonah and all the men could have lost their lives for disobedience. So we're talking about when you can't find peace. Well, when you can't find peace, you got to look back. You got to take inventory of yourself to see, where did you go wrong? Where did Jonah go wrong when he disobeyed Yah? When you went off course
and did your thing instead of your thing. When you went, you a married man, made a detour and went to this woman's house when y'all told you to keep straight and go home.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a child on the way. You think everything is blown over. 2 months later, she calls you and tell you she's pregnant. And there goes your so-called happy home is about to blow up in turmoil. See, because Yah's not mocked. You're going to reap what you sow. He's not going to hide us in the dark. That's not going to be revealed in the light. It's not going to be manifested. That the reaping is not going to be manifested. No, you're going to reap. So when you can't find peace in your life, what did the Bible say? Let a man examine himself. You got to examine yourself. You got to take some introspection because the answer is within you. You strayed off course. You may have buried it or tried to bury it, think you forget about it. What was Jonah doing? He was sleeping. He tried to bury it and forget about it. He couldn't sleep. They came down there and woke him up. You can't sleep with your problems. You can't bury your problems. So when you lose your peace, like Elder say, you got to repent. You got to turn to Yah. He will bring it back to your memory, because you got to know what to repent of. Let's give another illustration. Okay, when we try to do things our way instead of Yah's way, we will never have peace. But when we humble ourselves and let Yah's will be done in and through our lives, we will not only have peace, but we'll also have something else. We'll also have confidence. Confidence brings peace. You're not fidgety. You're not anxious. You know, you're not worried when you have confidence. It breeds peace. You have confidence that everything will work out exactly how Yah intends it to. I got another scripture I want to read.
Mm-hmm.
Backing everything up with scripture tonight.
Okay.
Confidence, 21 through 22. Okay, this is 1 John. Hope I'm on the right one. I'm looking up stuff online. Let's see, is this? No. Bear with me for a second. All my scriptures are online here. Okay, here we go. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21. Devil is a lie. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm going to get, I could quote it, but I'd rather read it. Family, if y'all don't mind, I'd rather read this. 1 John 3. Okay, here we come. Here we come. 1 John 3, chapter 21 to 22. Hallelujah. Okay, we're talking about that confidence. The confidence breeds peace. It says, For if our heart condemn us not, why and when will your heart not condemn you? You know when your heart won't condemn you? When you know, when you're at peace with Yah. When you are in harmony with Yah's will for your life. When you're not walking contrary, but you're walking in accordance to Yah's will in your life. That's when you have peace. So it says, if our heart condemn us not, Yah is great, for if our heart condemn, well, let me start one verse up, verse 20. For if our heart condemn us, Yah is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Now, here we go. But, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward Yah. If your heart don't condemn you, you know that you're walking in accordance to Yah's will, you have peace. You have confidence towards Yah. You know what the confidence does? The confidence not only gives you peace, but look what it does. It strengthens your faith. It says, and whatsoever we ask,
That's verse 22. We receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. I'm glad they added that, because if we just said whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, that's that church kind of stuff, you know, name it and claim it, you know, the sky's the limit to what I can have, not a genie. If you go a couple of chapters further in St. John, I believe it's chapter 5, it's in like around verse 14, it says something like, it says something on this wise, that Yah hears us. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
Mm-hmm.
If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And then we know we have the assurance that he hears us because we ask according to his will. You got to ask, when Yah talks about praying amiss, if you're not praying according to his will, you're basically praying amiss. So this scripture here, when it says, if our heart condemns us not, we have confidence towards Yah, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. He's talking about if you're asking those things according to his will. Yes, and it says, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. So that's the confidence, and that's the peace. That's how you could regain your confidence and peace, by repenting and getting things straight with Yah and getting back on track and do what it says here in verse 22. We keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. So that's a peace getter right there. When you repent and get things straight with Yah, you know, your husband and wife, you have this big blow-up argument, and it's so bad, you go to bed that night, you can't hardly talk to each other. Matter of fact, you might turn the opposite ways from each other.
Mm.
You hate it. You hate it. Well, who wants to go to bed? You can feel the tension in the room. You cut it with a knife. That's pride. It robs you of your peace. But if you guys would sit up, hold hands, and come together and take that before Yah and repent, you know, get things right with each other. Whoever wronged one, ask for forgiveness. Get it right. If you wronged each other, ask for forgiveness. And then you can just feel the tension just melt away. And you can feel the peace return. You gotta get things. You gotta reconcile, just like you reconcile with each other, a couple. You gotta reconcile things with Yah. Here's another illustration. Shaul, this one I should be able to find quickly. I found it. Okay, this one is Acts 26, chapter 26. I'm going to go 9 through 18. Shaul said, "I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things," listen, "contrary," not in the harmony, not in agreement, but contrary to the name of Yahushua of Nazareth. So he's going against the will of Yah right there. He wanted to do it. He wanted to be in opposition, even if he was, you know, deceived in his thinking. He was still walking contrary to Yah's will. He says, "Which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the believers did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, punished them often in every synagogue, in every assembly, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king," and he's talking to King Agrippa, "it says, I saw in the way a light from heaven." Okay, here come his reaping time. Yeah, he did all this walking contrary to Yah. "He saw this light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, cutest thou me. The Yah is explaining the problem of Paul. Why Paul is not having peace within. He's about to tell him. He said, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. It's hard for you to try to go against my will. Saul, you're trying to go against the grain. You're trying to go against my will and purpose. It says, I said, who art thou? And he says, I am Yehoshua, whom thou persecutest. Then he said, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. He's going to give him a remedy. The remedy is obey. It's like he told Jonah, I have appeared to thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. He's given Shaul his assignment to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Hashetan unto Yah, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. And look what he says, and I'll stop here. He says, whereupon, O King Agrippa, look, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Peace back. Obeying Yah's will. He said, I was not disobedient. So you have to give him credit there. He went through some things. Jonah went through some things. When you lose your peace, Shaul said, let a man examine himself. Yah will show you. If you humble yourself and come before him, you're troubled. If you know things are out of order in your life, you know you've gotten off track, come before Yah in humbleness and submission. The Ruach will show you. The Ruach will let you know your fault. And it's up to you to confess and get them right. When you confess and get them right and you get back in alignment with Yah's will for your life, we've saw the illustrations. Elders read some, I've read some. That's where your peace returns. That's where your peace resides. Your peace resides in obedience to Yah's will. Hallelujah. With that, I return it to you, Elder.
All right. Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah. And, you know, that's what we're here about tonight, is to, you know, give some specific examples, you know, because we know there are a lot of people right now that may be trying to find peace. You know, there may be trouble in their hearts about something, something personal, you know, something done dealing with the family or something like that, you know. Just all kind of things that are going on right now. You know, we don't have to let that thing get us down, okay? That's why we're trying to encourage you tonight, because we see, you know, what has taken place in our own family, in our own ancestors, you know, that came on before we did, you know. And I'm just going to get ready to give this one scripture here before we close out, okay? And this is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm going to start with verse 1. So now, brothers, as to the times and the seasons, you do not need to be written to, for you yourselves know very well that the day of Yah comes as a thief in the night. So, you know, we want to recognize that the time, you know, that's why we want to get it together and be ready at all times, all right? For when they say peace and safety, okay, because think about it. Right now, we don't hear much about what's taking place in Venezuela, okay? On the news, you can turn on the news and you're going to hear all kind of stuff, you know? Democrats talking about this Mueller thing and so forth, and everybody's up in the air. But those are kind of like, to me, look like distractions to keep your mind off of what's really taking place out there right now. Okay, but the book is telling us when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them.
as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. You see? So we can't just hide our face in the sand and ignore what is really going on, you know, right here in the world that we're living in. Some serious stuff going on. These nations are getting started to ready to go against each other. They're already fighting in certain ways, you know. And so anytime those bombs could start flying, you know, we know Russia got a bomb faster than anything that any other nation can touch. You know, he can shoot it and hit any target in this country where we're at, sitting right here, you see. And we better realize these things so that we can get ourselves together so nothing comes upon us, you know, by some big surprise and it'd be too late, okay, because he tells us in verse 4 here, but you, brothers, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief, okay? For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. And that's why I'm talking about this, and that's why I'm trying to look out and see what is happening because, you know, it's sad to say, but this United States, you know, they've done some things. That's why the scripture has talked about how her destruction is going to come. And, you know, it doesn't have to have anything to do with me because I'm saying it. I'm not the one that has done things that's going to bring about this destruction. This country's done things to its own self, okay? And Yah has already written down the things that he, you know, that's going to happen, that's going to take place in this place here. Right where we're sitting right now. And that's why it's time to be concerned about what's taking place, what's going on, you know. Okay, so then we should not sleep as others do, but we should watch and be sober. That's what he's telling us now, okay? Watch. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunk at night. Who are of the day should be sober, putting on the breastplate of belief and love, and as a helmet, the expectation of deliverance, okay? So, hallelujah, let's just do that, and let's understand what Joel is writing here. Down here in verse 15, it says, so that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Remember, I said that earlier tonight. I found myself now learning how to continually to pray to Yah, speak to him in your mind. He hears you, okay? In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the desire of Yah in Messiah Yahushua for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Prove them all, hold fast, that is good, what is good. Keep back from every form of wickedness. All right, so there it is, so that we can have that peace, you know, and don't worry about it because we will have it. It says, and the Yah, the mighty one of peace himself, sets you completely apart and your entire spirit and being and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our master, Yahushua Messiah, because he who calls you is trustworthy, who also shall do it. Hallelujah. You got something to say, Elder?
Just want to leave our listening audience with this last scripture, Elder, if we have the time. It's just one little four verses. It's out of Philippians, chapter 4, and starting at verse 6. I'm going to read verse 6 and 7. And here it goes. I'm going to read out an amplified version. You know, I know King James, they be careful for nothing, but a careful relates to anxiousness and anxiety. So I'm going to read out the amplified. It says, this is to those who are walking in young, so you to take courage. If you feel your peace is slipping, listen to this scripture. It says, do not be anxious or worried about anything. I mean, anything. It says, but in everything and in every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition. That's what you're supposed to apply to this. When you feel your peace has been shaken and you know that you've been walking in Yah's will, it says you take it to him, you take the issue to Yah with prayer and petition. Petition is definite request, specific request. Let it be known. It says if it's your job, let Yah know this job is just driving you up the wall. Be specific. It says by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Thank him for it. Continue to make your specific request known to Yah. And look what's going to happen. Verse 7, and the peace of Yah, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your heart and your mind, and Yahshua HaMashiach, will be yours. So, Yah say, don't be anxious. Don't let a situation make you full of anxiety. It say, instead, take it to him in prayer and make specific requests to him. Let him know what's bugging you. And it says,
hallelujah,
his peace, that the Ruach, it says, it's going to mount guard over your heart, and it's going to bring a peace about you that's going to surpass all understanding. All human logic is going to defy all human logic. But Yah's going to bring you that place of peace. He's going to manifest that peace in your life. So I just wanted to give our listeners instruction. That's found, again, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, all right, hallelujah. Well, Elder, I believe that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, I believe.
Like you said,
we're just going to have a short version of our program tonight, and we'll get back to the long version next time, okay? So at this time, we're going to, I guess, go ahead and say our shaloms, and if you have any questions or any time you're on our program, you can always
pick
up your phone. Yeah. Go ahead, Elder.
Hey, are you going to play that Whitney Houston song again?
Oh.
Or you had another one? You had another one on the track.
Well, I have another one, but let me see if I could find that. Let's see. It was like We Look
well,
to You, right?
You can play the other one. I mean, man, that song did something for me at the start of this broadcast. I hadn't heard it in a long time.
But maybe
the other one will too.
Uh-huh. Well, let me see here. Let's see.
No, just don't worry about it.
Okay. I love it too, just like you, you know, because it is a very spiritually, you know, song, and it really moves me. You know, it does something like you said.
It's talking about you want your peace. It's talking about you got to turn to Yah. You got to repent. She say, I look to you. That's who we look to. That's the first place you go to. When you're taking introspection, if your peace is out of order in your life, you're taking spiritual introspection of yourself, you have to look to Yah.
Okay.
Yah shine
right,
on me.
Hallelujah. Well, Elder, I have it right here, I believe. Okay. And so we'll go ahead and close out with that. And again, okay, we're the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, and we love to you for you. If you have a question at any time, dial the phone number here, 657-383-1495, and we will be glad to entertain any questions you may have or any comments, okay? So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and say shalom, shalom, shalom. All right.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all, winter storms have come, and darkened my after all that I've been through. Who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
Shalom, shalom, Elder.
Shalom, shalom. All right.